AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Central Bank of Ireland has raised doubts of whether the government will achieve its target of building 300,000 new homes by 2030 in its final quarterly bulletin of the year. Barra Rowntree is the Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Barra, thanks for talking. There's loads in this central bank report, but I think housing is a huge issue for many people. What did you make of what they had to say?
Yeah, well, I think the central bank forecasts are essentially saying what we know, that there's a government target out there of 300,000 over the next few years of units. That's really at the lower end of what we know we will need on the basis of the work the Housing Commission and others have done. And I think what the central bank is just making clear, that we're not going to get close to delivering the number of units per year that we need to meet that target until the end of maybe 2030. So their forecast is we start to get up to 45,000 units per year by 2028, when we would need to be hitting kind of 50,000 in each year. And we're nowhere near that at the moment. We're about, you know, low 30s. So it's good in one sense that we're going to see, their forecast is we will see an increase in housing, but it's only going to get near what we need per year in a couple of years. And that just means that we're, I suppose, really what we're going to see at the end of the next 5 years is, at best, the housing crisis not getting worse rather than things starting to improve. And that's just because we're not delivering enough homes.
Yeah. There's been a lot of decisions made in the last 6 months, tax breaks for developers, changes to rent, pressure zones, many other changes to, talk about fast track planning, changes to apartment standards, lots and lots. And there's, I think, talk of over-the-shop grants of 150,000 as well. Is enough being done, or would you like to see more being done?
Well, I suppose in one sense, not enough being done because we're not getting near the targets. I suppose it's a question of what are the right things to do. But
yeah,
even the numbers there that the central bank are forecasting, that includes, that's based on essentially the government actually delivering the infrastructure in terms of energy, water, wastewater that it said is going to in the most recent National Development Plan, where we're talking about spending correctly billions more on infrastructure over the next few years. Mm. But that's based, that getting to 45,000 by 2028 is based on that actually happening, which is a different question from it being planned. And also the some of the elements that's recently been announced in terms of the latest housing plan.
And the task force, the infrastructure task force.
Exactly, yeah. All of that actually happening. And I think those are welcome things. They will increase housing output. They are part of the solution to getting there. But again, they're only going to start getting us towards how much we need per year by 2030, and that's a long way off for many people, particularly those facing very high rent in the private rental sector. And so there probably does need to be more, but again, in a sense, the government is now doing a lot of things probably in the right direction. And really the question should be, well, why didn't they start about a decade ago on some of these things?
Yeah, a little bit like, the old joke, I wouldn't start from there if I were you. But I suppose, to use that awful expression, we are where we are. Look, I'm of the view, and people scoff when I say this, ultimately all problems are solved, but we're still many years from actually solving this one.
We are, and again, and it is such a chronic problem. It has been going on since, really the early 2010s, and is a consequence really of a lot of the decisions that were made around that period, of really cutting back on infrastructure spending,
which in hindsight were the wrong decisions. At the time, you could kind of understand where they were coming from. It looked like we had too many houses and we were bankrupt.
Yeah, and I think it's the real thing is it's the politically easier one to do. Given the mistakes that we've made over the 2000s, there was going to be some cut in government expenditure. Politically, it was easier to cut the infrastructure, cut things like the metro, rather than necessarily cut back on the government pay of university lecturers or the number of university lecturers,
yeah,
which they did as well, but they did to a lesser extent because there was big cuts in infrastructure. And that's really something that's come back to bite. And is also, and this is kind of something highlighted in the central bank report, is really placing a cap on kind of the upsides that we might see by being very exposed to two sectors in the world economy that are doing really strongly. So both pharma, you know, weight loss drugs, absolutely booming, but also the big AI boom. We're kind of really linked to the large companies, large US multinationals for the most part, that are doing those big investments, that are kind of have the potential, if those things work out well, to go well. But we've kind of put a cap on how well the Irish economy can do from that by virtue of not having the infrastructure in place, whereas we are very exposed then to the downsides. And that, again, the central bank very much making the point on the, as has many, every pretty much everyone this week been making the point about the corporation tax receipts again. Just
absolutely. And look, that that infrastructure task force report has to be delivered on. Just very briefly before I let you go, the central bank talking for the need of a prudent ambition for long-term sustainable growth. The Irish Times reporting today that the government is going to unveil its medium-term fiscal and structural plan later on today, and they're talking about tighter budgets and a squeeze on unplanned spending increases in the coming years are in prospect. It won't be popular with the voters, but it's probably what's needed in a booming economy.
It's definitely what's needed. I believe it when I see it in terms of actually moderating levels of spending.
Point.
I think what one thing that we had a spending rule over the last government of 5% increase in spending a year. It was never kept to.
No.
What we've also seen in the latest year, and this was the point we made by the Fiscal Council at the Oireachtas this week, as well as the ESRI and the Central Bank, is that even, you know, last year we had a budget just before the election that was a big giveaway budget. But the amount of increase in spending that just happened unplanned during this year was larger than that in and of itself. So, you know, there really does need to be a grip got on spending and spending plans. The government say they're going to bring that down to, as you said, 6%, or that's at least the leaked this morning.
Yeah.
But that would still lead us at the higher end of Europe in terms of that rate of spending growth. So it's, you know, it is, I think, welcome. But what's more important is that there's some way of actually delivering on that plan. If there's going to be a fiscal rule around that, and if, you know, the government actually in their budgets stick to their plans, and that really hasn't been what we've seen over the last couple of years.
What did St. Augustine say about Lord make me chase, just not yet? And there's a bit of that about our fiscal planning over the last 10 years. Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.